We have four. Oh, we have 4 minutes. Oh, by the way, I will not be on next week.
SHOT Show?
Yeah.
Look, I'm early today.
Hey, it's
hey.
The recording's going.
Oh.
Well, I figured the, you know, good stuff always happens before we go on the air. So,
I'll just say, hey, hello, Internet.
Wait, we're recording?
I can cut it, but yeah, we're recording.
Okay, never mind then.
Why?
I won't say anything about the four initial group.
Oh, them.
their initials are
yeah.
Their initials are God, DNA strands.
Oh, Jay, that was really nerdy.
Yes, it is.
That was really incredibly nerdy.
Yeah. AATC is the opposite, and I cannot believe I remember that.
Oh. Oops.
Well, oh, Pieball, how I've missed you.
What are you having, Jay?
What's that?
What are you having?
Pieball. Little Jim Beam and Canada Dry.
Ooh. Jim Beam is a darn tasty
thing. Highball. That's so retro.
I love highballs.
I'm a hipster. And to make it extra hipster, I'm drinking it out of a red Solo cup.
Nice. Oh.
Ooh, damn. That's fucking hardcore.
I had some rye whiskey.
Solo cup?
Rye whiskey is very hipster.
What brand of rye, Brita?
Bullet.
Boulet?
Boulet. Bullet.
though it was funny.
Bullet. I corrected
one of my coworkers when he said bullet.
Is it not bullet?
It's boulet.
Boulier?
Like Robert Goulet?
Yes. In French, it would be boulier. So.
Boule.
I've heard boulet, but.
Well, it's I-E-T, B-U-L-L-I-E-T, so it would be boulier.
Okay. Well, either way, he said, you know, I corrected him, and he wandered into a liquor store on New Year's Eve and said, yeah, give me one of those pint bottles of Boulet bourbon. And the guy kind of looked at him with his jaw slack and he goes, you mean bullet? He goes, yes, bullet. And then he came to work and said, fuck you.
Yes.
It's pretty damn fun.
Yeah, their rye is pretty darn good. That's what I make my Manhattans with.
You guys, I've had a week.
So have I.
Man.
You first.
Well, okay. So I'm now doing physical therapy for my neck. And at the same time, I've started working out at home. So not only do I have to do like 3 pages of physical therapy exercises, but I'm also doing like cardio and other stuff. I swear to God, I'm so tired right now. It's not even funny.
And you're drinking. This ought to be interesting.
Bree's going to fall asleep halfway through the show.
I have a cup of tea.
Sleepy time tea, though.
No, we're not sleepy time.
We're just going to hear. Oh.
But it's ridiculous. So, but I think the PT's working, so yay. But awesome. Holy shit, I am tired. It is kicking my ass. Twice a week, I have to go in there and have somebody like... Ugh. Yeah.
Do all kinds of weird.
Have somebody kick stretching. Your ass.
So, yeah.
I remembered when I did physical therapy for my back after my accident. Oh, my God.
Right? I know.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I empathize. I may not know exactly how you feel, but I have an idea.
It works. You know, it's like they torture you until it works. And then it's like, hey, I'm better.
I think you heal like as a defense mechanism against
maybe physical therapy. Your body says no more. No
starting the broadcast. We are live.
Greetings, Interweb.
Hey, hello, Internet. That call-in number is 214-530-0036. Call in with the phrase that pays.
And in honor of Brita's Facebook post.
What?
It's a really big shoe tonight. A really big show tonight.
Cool. Is it totally illegal for you to play that?
Yeah, it was quick.
Oh, it's awesome.
I found it on the internet. Fuckers.
Yeah.
Do you feel gay now?
It was less than 30 seconds.
Do you feel gay?
Well, I don't know, but Alan is looking pretty cute.
That's not going to come looking for us.
Nope. It's a really big shoe.
Yes, sir.
Brita, are you wearing a big shoe?
I'm wearing my pajamas.
I'm not wearing shoes at all.
No shoes.
We're shoeless.
I'm wearing slippers.
Aww.
I have L.L. Bean slippers on the week.
Are they like Nan slippers or are they fun slippers?
They're L.L. Bean slippers.
Oh.
They're incredibly warm slippers.
They're essentially Indian moccasins with lots of fuzzy business inside.
So, yes. So old man slippers.
I think there's an entire rabbit in each slipper. It's kind of cool.
Well, the nice thing about these slippers is this is the first pair of slippers I've ever had where I'm not like constantly kicking them off because my feet turn into a sweaty mess.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, there's a good image.
What? Doesn't it happen to you guys? Am I the only one?
Yeah, pretty much.
I get 50% less foot sweat than you do.
I'm so glad I wasn't drinking. When
oh,
you
God. Yeah. That would have been a...
I'm also wearing a sweatshirt covered with a thin layer of baby snot.
Nice.
Hey. All right. I've been home all week because my daughter has an ear infection.
Oh, no.
And so her idea of a day is getting up from bed, having me take her downstairs and, like, take a wet towel and just clean the crap off of her face.
Ew.
And then she points to the couch and we sit down on the couch and then she points to the blanket and I pull the blanket over us. She slams her face into my chest and falls asleep. And just leaks all over me.
You will miss that someday.
Oh, I mean, since for like the first like 4 or 5 months of her life, she would only nap during the daytime on me. And then finally it was one of those like, okay, this has got to end so I can actually like get some stuff done and I won't be like laying there with a sleepy baby on tummy going, oh my God, I have to pee so bad. And
you got Depends, didn't
that's
you?
That's what you do with cats when your cat's laying on you.
I tried once to use the bathroom while keeping her asleep and it didn't work. But then she started sleeping in the crib, and I'm like, oh, I kind of miss it. And then every so often she gets sick, and it's like, oh, I get to have it back again.
Did you ever do the baby wearing thing?
Oh, with the
strap the baby on and.
No, I never did. I thought I would.
Snuggly.
My wife did a few times, but I never got into that.
I tried with my son, but I was so fat that I like crushed him. Like I'd put him in, and he'd be like. It was pretty terrible. And I broke
okay then.
So what are you drinking, Brita?
I said I had some rye earlier, but I have tea now.
Just
what is
straight?
It? Pumpkin spice chai.
That sounds disgusting.
That's exciting, right?
That's good.
Did you just drink the rye neat?
Yeah.
I couldn't hold it back anymore. It is Thursday, January 15th, 2015. I got it right. It's 8 o'clock.
Alan,
do you know where you're
at? 9 o'clock.
Would you say that you couldn't fight that feeling anymore?
What?
Uh-oh.
He said he had premature show soundtrack.
Yeah, that's right.
It's never happened before, baby. So welcome to your freshman year at Squirrel University.
Oh yes,
Squirrel U.
Squirrel U.
There will be hazing,
or is it Squirt U? Squirped U?
Ew! What?
Squirped U.
Squirp. Ew! It just sounds wrong. No,
that's almost up there with moist.
Ew.
Moist von
Lippe. Squirped U.
Oh, yeah. So in you know, a fine tradition of declaring everything critical and thus needing a full government subsidy, His Honor the Prez has decided that everybody needs to go to college and the government needs to pay for it.
Well, why not? You know.
Because money is free.
By the government, I mean them by them sticking a gun in your mouth and saying, fork it over, motherfucker.
Well, shit.
Right.
Because that's how it works.
Oh, can I make the announcement about the IRS?
Yes.
I want everybody to know that the IRS is no longer sending tax forms to the library. Well, we are getting like the four basic tax forms. We're getting the 1040, the 1040 EZ, the 1040A, and then
yeah, because that's a something else. People going to the library for their taxes are not filling out a Schedule C.
Actually, no. People in years past, we would get like all the schedules. We'd get a lot of tax forms, and you know, people would come in and we'd get, you know, they would get them. And but now the IRS, because of budget cuts, they're not printing and sending out anything except the very basic forms to the libraries. They're not sending out the booklets. So if somebody wants a booklet, they either have to call the IRS and order one by mail, or download one and print it out.
At 10 cents a page.
Right. And so basically, Brita's life is going to be hell until April 16th at the library. Because I have to explain to people how the IRS sucks. But, I'm really tempted to say voting has consequences.
I think you should say that.
They don't.
I think you should have that chambered and ready for the first time you get sass.
Voting has consequences.
Like you should be. I think you should be super kind and polite to somebody and tell them everything that you know that is most helpful for you, which is your job and all that. And as soon as you get sass, you need to drop the hammer on that loaded chamber.
Yeah.
But I think you should add voting has consequences. You fucking hippie.
Yeah, but they never get it. It's like the anti-gun people and their blood in the streets cry, which never happens. And it's like it just never, this time the government's going to do it right. This time they're going to, it's what they say is going to happen is actually going to happen. You know, this time the whole thing will work and it's just.
I'm going to segue that since we're talking about anti-gunners and their infinite stupidity. So, of course, we all know about the absolute fucking bug-fucks nuts lunatic who said he was going to poison and or shoot John Boehner.
Yes.
Yes. That's proof we need gun control.
And the Brady campaign has released a press release saying that we need to have universal background checks and that would have stopped this.
Yes.
Except, A, it wouldn't. And on top of that, evidently, the dude had an SKS rifle that they recovered at his mother's house because she snuck away with it when he was going completely batshit insane, and the universal background check law would have made her a felon because she conducted an illegal transfer by taking the gun away until her son went sane again.
Oh, good
or got
Lord.
Wow. Arrested and sent to, here to Massachusetts.
Yeah,
that's just crazy.
I don't know why they don't. I mean, don't they have loony bins in Ohio? Brita, they have loony bins in Ohio, don't they?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah.
So why the fuck is he here?
I don't know.
Because Massachusetts, man.
Obviously, Demetric wanted to pay for it.
Yeah. Still, I got to say, especially since we've got a biochemist on board, I kind of wonder how credible the poisoning would have worked.
Did they say what he was going to poison with?
Oh no, I don't think he had any idea. Oh.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. It's like as I said on my blog, for all we know, he could have just given him like a wine glass completely filled with Arm & Hammer baking soda, because the voice in his head told him that it was a deadly poison, and his divine resonance would conceal it from John Boehner.
But wait a minute, he's a bartender, right?
No, he's Jesus Christ.
No, the guy he's a bartender.
According to his arrest record, he is Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I understand that. But in his mundane job, he's a bartender.
Correct.
Okay.
No, Jesus Christ is a carpenter.
But when he's not saving mankind.
In that case, he's serving poison to everyone all the time.
That's true, but not the poison that affects John Boehner, according to what I read.
John Boehner's pretty pickled already.
I've heard he'll take a drink under extreme social pressure.
Maybe that's Harry Reid.
over years and years, if Boehner kept coming into the bar, eventually he'd get cirrhosis of the liver and die.
Yes. Poisoned.
That's it.
What a fiendish plot.
Slowly.
I mean, to be fair, it's super duper easy to kill someone by just pouring methanol into their highball.
Hey.
Or isopropyl, even, for that matter.
Isopropyl will give off a little bit more of a stink.
Yeah, it's Boehner. I don't think he'd notice.
Oh, God.
I don't know. He might be a connoisseur of his booze.
I think his sense of smell is shot from having his nose stuffed. Anyway.
He's also a heavy smoker, so that's true.
Him and Obama.
So our call-in topic tonight is now that Obama's paying the freight.
Only half of the college he's paying for.
Okay.
He's only paying half.
For now, let's just be honest.
Well,
yeah,
yeah.
I know.
Half in... On the four-year plan or the six-year plan or the 12-year plan?
Well, I thought it was community college only.
Yeah, it's an association.
It actually is, yeah.
Okay. Let's... Yeah.
I guess
we can
they
talk
figured
about community college in a minute.
I guess they figure most people drop out after a couple of years anyway, so why bother to pay for more?
There's another topic to get into.
Yeah. So anyway, you're a call-in assignment for your first class at Squirt U. Is to call in. Tell us which course you're going to audit.
What is going on?
I'm sorry. I'm
it's not me.
Up and down my stairs.
Oh.
Brita, are you doing your exercises?
No.
Are you doing your physical therapy calisthenics?
No, I'm checking on something. Go ahead.
Is it a cat?
Yes.
Which one?
Tig. It's always Tig.
A special snowflake.
Tig is like the canary in the coal mine.
What badness is he getting into right now?
Exactly. If Tig is being good, then everybody else is fine. But if Tig is like, the instigator and he's always the first one to be bad.
He's the race baiter?
Uh-huh.
Belt leather.
Does he have any plane flights booked to Ferguson?
He may. Oof. I don't know. I have to be very careful about leaving my computer open while I'm not home.
I heard you had some interesting stuff going on today, weird.
Well, I didn't.
Baby snot.
Yeah, because I was stuck home with a baby. And
apparently.
Did she
get caught in it? Sorry.
No, she took the train.
Ah. They shut down. Ferguson protesters shut down the main highway into the city of Boston.
Really?
Well, that was dumb.
Huh.
Even better, all white Ferguson.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Way to alienate the liberals that would have otherwise supported your cause.
Yeah.
Good job.
Because all the Boston Ferguson protesters are lily white bored college students and hippies.
I'm terribly, terribly disappointed in my Massachusetts driving brethren because not a single one was driven this run down.
You can't do that, Jay.
I'm actually surprised nobody got run over.
Oh, my foot slipped.
You know, what a time for the Toyota runaway accelerator. You know,
sudden acceleration syndrome. Yeah. You know,
I meant to hit the brake.
Yeah,
yeah.
My foot slipped.
I hit
pedal inversion. Oh, it's pedal!
All
inversion.
You need to do is get like an elderly person to drive the car.
There you go.
Exactly. Except this was on a highway. It was there were no beauty salons or CVS pharmacies anywhere near.
Plus, it's cold. So.
Yeah.
And it's after Christmas, so they're all down in Florida.
Yeah. It's as a general rule, it's parking their car in a beauty salon.
Yeah.
No. The blue hairs.
I was getting my hair did, and then I mistook the brake for the accelerator.
So anyway, your call-in topic, because I know you're dying to call in. 214-530-0036. Call in and tell us what college course you're going to take now that Obama's paying for it. And make sure it's a good one. We want Obama's money to go, somewhere good. Like, like ethical studies or conststitutional law.
Really?
Or... maybe, you know, maybe you need that PE credit. So you're going to take a golf course.
Golf.
Midnight basketball.
I was very disappointed to find out that women's studies was not what I thought it was.
No, really not.
No, it isn't, unfortunately.
To be fair, I'm declaring my major in transgender economics.
Oh, I don't. You know what? The modern world confuses me with this gender thing. So, go ahead and explain that. Weird.
It's the economics of people of genderqueer identification. It means absolutely nothing, but I could get a sheepskin in it and never get a job.
Yeah, that's true. Which well, is well, get a the job whole, at which a
because,
the whole point.
Because if you got a sheepskin in that, you never would get a job.
That's no. true. They, but that's would
teach it at another college. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, that's how that works.
And Brita has hit on the real reason for the Obama mm-hmm. free college program. It is not to pay for kids to go to college. It is to subsidize his voting, his major supporter and, you know, voting bloc people, liberal college professors.
Yep. How much did Elizabeth Warren make again, Jay?
$350,000 a year for one class.
Yeah. Wow.
One. But, you know, it's horrible that college educations are so expensive and they have to go into debt.
Oh my God.
Gee, if professors weren't making $350,000 for one class.
What did she teach exactly?
Native American history.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
that just...
God.
Yes. That had to have been it.
Wow.
She taught a course in Choctaw Bingo.
Actually, you know what? There's a lot of money in bingo. That would probably be a good course. I used to know a radio club that owned a bingo hall, and they leased it out to churches. Because mm-hmm. in Texas, you got to be basically a church to run a bingo group. But the building they have it in is usually owned by somebody else. So they set it up and they leased it out for a percentage of the take. And you know, it's like owning a casino.
I got a college scholarship from bingo money.
What?
I got a college scholarship from bingo money.
How'd you do that?
Our marching band would lease out a bingo hall for that exact same reason.
Yeah, there you go. See?
So we funded the marching band, and because I realized, hey, any given night of the weekend or whichever, I can't remember which day of the if it was like Saturday or Friday night or whatever it was, but there was one night a week that we ran the bingo hall, and I realized that a good percentage of my friends would be there that night, so I would just sign up for just about every single night, because why the hell not? I'd go out and hang out with my friends, and I enjoyed selling scratch tickets to the people with tracheotomies. And there was a lot of people with tracheotomies.
Huh.
Because they sit there and play bingo and smoke?
Oh, they smoked like chimneys. There was a smoking and a non-smoking section in the bingo hall. And so the smoking section looked like any bar. And the non-smoking section looked like any bar. And the smoking section, you needed night vision goggles to see through.
My God.
I also occasionally would draw the short straw and have to go around and empty the ashtrays.
Oh.
Ugh.
Oh, man.
I don't know what hand smoke that is, but it's the worst kind.
Yeah, that's like the... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, so bachelor's degrees are now suddenly going to be as worthless as high school diplomas.
What do you mean suddenly?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing I was going to bring up about this, you know, paying for community college is... A lot of community colleges remedial classes
yep.
that people take so that they can, you know, qualify for real college.
Yep.
I mean, granted, there are people who use community college properly and they get all their basic classes and they, you know, get their credits and they transfer into a real school and, you know,
Though I've actually got to say, in Maine, in Southern Maine, the University of Southern Maine is absolutely dying. It's in really, really dire straits. And the university technical college, community college, whatever, I can't remember what it's called now because they changed the name like five times since I've lived there. But there's a technical college that's actually right across the river, and you can't get into it because it is just so filled up. Because hey, guess what? They give you a degree where you can actually get a goddamn good paying job if you learn to become like an auto mechanic or a welder or a shipwright or something like that.
Oh yeah, I think people are wising up to the whole 4-year degree thing. You know, I have a degree I don't use.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're, I mean, look at the history of the of college, you know. It started off as a you know, training clergy and doctors and maybe lawyers.
Maybe.
And that was it. And then you had in the United States, you had, you know, once they started, you know, a lot of growth, they, you know, they the school demand, you know, demand for school and demand for teachers, you know, caused a lot of states to start up teacher colleges where basically they train teachers to, you know,
teach
kids. And, you know, it's, and then, you know, there was always the classics, you know, the college that, you know, where the rich people sent their kids to get a you know, so-called classic education where they'd read, you know, Greek and crap like that, that nobody reads anymore.
Or even more disgustingly, sent their daughters off to get married.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, that's, you think that doesn't go on still? It absolutely goes on.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Where'd Hillary meet Bill?
Hell, half the young ladies in college that I knew were there strictly for an MRS degree.
You know, the whole college thing is really weird because you get out into the real world and you see how your degree applies to your job or doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a degree I don't use, but I do a job that they tell me requires a master's degree, which I don't have. So explain that, you know, It doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, I work under a guy who just has a high school diploma, and he's doing something that should have a bachelor of science degree, but nope.
Well, businesses used to do things with people that were interviewing called IQ tests, and that was made illegal
because it's racist.
Yeah. So.
I'm sure it is.
Well,
I'm sure.
Does whether it is or not is immaterial. It was made illegal. So now business is faced with, you know, what do you use to screen out people without looking like you're screening out people? Well, you require a college degree because at a very absolute minimum, it means that somebody went every day to class for 4 years and accomplish something.
I'll tell you right However, now, Alan, I didn't go every day.
Yeah, but you know, but you get my point. I mean, it's just, by getting the degree, you've proved that you can accomplish something, and you're, you know, that's what they use for as a replacement for the IQ test, good or bad.
Plus, there's the whole industry.
Yeah.
You know.
Ugh. Yeah, what? Well, Jay's got a degree in gun writerology.
Yeah, I have not one but two degrees that I'm not using. So,
how's your mother feel about that, Jay?
Hey, you know, you've always got that meth career to fall back on.
Always be what the hell is it, Walter? Whatever Walter the hell White. His last name is.
White.
Yeah.
You need to White, get you the hat.
No, I can't be white weird.
No.
He's Walter Brown. Walter Amaretto.
Yeah.
We need to get you that pork pie hat that he wears.
Oh, goodness.
So what would be the class you'd take, Alan?
Oh, I'd take gunsmithing.
Oh. Did they have that in college?
Oh, sure. There's some colleges have you know, there's gunsmith in school.
Trinidad.
Yeah. You can. That yeah. counts.
Yeah, if you stay up past 2 a.m., there'll be ads for them. Along with TV VCR repair and refrigeration.
Is Sally Struthers still doing those?
I think she died of heart disease.
It's been so long since I've watched commercial television, I don't even know what ads look like anymore.
That's a good question. Is she still alive?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's drought and famine resistant.
Yep. My parents see her every year at the Algonquin Playhouse in Maine.
What? Huh.
She still has musical theater.
Oh, I see.
Oh. Because that's the only thing she can do that's acting?
I don't know. Hmm. That's the only thing to do that that doesn't have a weight limit.
Oh.
One at a time,
she could
please.
Be an opera singer.
She'd opera have to singer. Be able to sing.
Yeah, no, she couldn't.
Well, you know, it's never too late.
Somebody had to be playing a record behind the scene. Behind. The...
Yeah, I could be an opera singer, too.
Yeah.
I could also be a fighter jet pilot.
Hey.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do get a degree in fighter jet piloting.
I was playing that game just the other day. Fighter jet pilot.
Which game is this?
I don't know. Some flight simulator.
Microsoft Flight Simulator?
No, it's one on the iPad.
On your Apple?
Yeah.
When you fly into something that had lots of guns on it, and you can drop napalm on people?
I figure if playing Call of Duty makes somebody a weapons expert and a tactical ninja, then flying the flight simulator a few times on my iPad makes me ready for my AT, you know, air transport certificate and a job at American Airlines.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't drink enough.
I could. I mean,
no, you quit, Alan. You cannot.
I'd need those long transatlantic flights because after I have a drink, I'm going to need a long nap.
Yeah.
Wake me up when it's time to land.
Yeah.
Or change course.
Yeah.
I hear Malaysian Air is hiring.
Oh, no,
because they're soon.
Poor Alan.
They've got plenty of staff. They just don't have enough planes.
Oh.
If we're going low, let's aim for the basement here, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Again, that call-in number, 214-530-0036.
Save us from ourselves.
What else are we going to talk about?
What about you?
I don't know. Like I said, ever since I found out that women's studies isn't what I thought it was, I'd have to get in on some of that, modern, one of those classes where you sit around and watch movies and still get credit for it.
Oh,
I
could TV criticism or something like
that.
Yeah.
Film appreciation.
Yeah.
History of film. Yes.
But you'd have to watch Citizen Kane, Jay. Do you like Citizen Kane?
And Rosebud.
I love
Citizen Kane. I've never seen
that.
Oh,
by the way, Rosebud's the sled.
Yes, I've never seen that.
Spoiler.
You should watch it, Brita.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's definitely one of those polarizing things. It definitely doesn't hold up well over time. It definitely looks it doesn't look as old as it is. But it definitely looks old. I mean, when you compare it to other films at the time, it's fucking ridiculous.
Hmm.
But, I mean, just the amount, the makeup and the lighting and just the storytelling and all that. It's a nonlinear story. And just Orson Welles is fucking awesome. It doesn't hold up to like modern film. There are films made today that are absolutely better than Citizen Kane, but it's a pretty darn good film.
Well, you have to look at Citizen Kane in context of the time. That's like looking at Star Wars, you know, and going, Star Wars doesn't really hold up compared to the special effects of modern movies.
Well, it doesn't.
Well, no, I know it doesn't, but at the time it was fucking awesome. And Citizen Kane's the same thing. A lot of the cachet of Citizen Kane is because at the time it was fucking amazing.
I will say that the Maltese Falcon absolutely fucking holds up no matter how old it is.
Well, that's a different
The Maltese Falcon, and especially The Godfather. The Godfather could have been made yesterday. If they made The Godfather yesterday, it would look exactly the same as it does today.
Yeah, but the Citizen Kane was like the movie that established the Sixth Sense style movie, where it's like, you know, it's like there's the oh my god moment in the movie.
It was the first modern film is the best example,
right,
of it.
And everybody else copied it and improved on it.
Yeah, so, because before that, everybody else was just doing stage plays on film,
right.
And that was actually taking advantage of movie technology, that you could do non-linear film and you could do massive amounts of set and makeup changes.
Right.
You should watch it.
I have to watch it. I definitely will.
You should watch it and let us know what you think.
Okay.
My wife hates it.
Next week on Film Criticism, we'll tackle My Dinner with Andre.
Another one I've not seen.
The Giant.
Yeah.
Not him.
Everybody move.
Which is funny because I think that guy was in the movie.
Isn't My Dinner with Andre like about cannibalism?
No.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Eating
Raul.
Raul. Okay, never mind. Two different things.
Wait, why aren't we talking about Cannibal Holocaust?
Oh.
What?
We're shaving That's Ryan's privates.
Has nobody seen Cannibal Holocaust?
No.
Brita, you should watch it. You'd fucking hate it.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. There's a thing to get somebody to watch it. You should watch it. You'll hate it.
Oh, it is a absolutely fucked up film.
It's along the lines of, wow, this tastes awful. Here, try it. What?
Yeah. It was an exploitation film, and I believe they butchered several live animals.
Oh,
during the filming of it.
Is it? Yeah.
Did they
better
eat them afterwards, or just, you know?
They may have.
Is it better or worse than the Ice Nazi Zombie movie?
Oh, worse.
Oh, wow.
I like the Ice Nazi Zombie movie. I didn't mind Cannibal Holocaust, but yeah, it was pretty gross. A lot of sex and violence and chopping up of animals and gruesome, horrible human deaths. Done with like animal organs, so it's actually like real.
So at the end of that movie, they couldn't roll a thing that said no animals were harmed.
It was. I believe it was actually the film that started that.
Because before they used to kill animals all the time, right?
Yes.
No, they
did. They absolutely did. There's a great video from WatchMojo.com of the animal cruelty in films.
Not gonna watch it.
Yeah,
and they talk about like how many horses they would kill horses by like the hundreds.
What for?
I don't know. I don't like horses. Do you like horses, Alan?
No, they're gross. They smell bad and they're mean. I hate them.
I know you're from Texas.
No,
but yeah, no, I don't like horses either. So yeah, that's the one good thing Obama did was he made it legal to butcher horses for food.
He made it legal?
Yeah. It used to be illegal to butcher horses for food in America.
That now is true.
Huh.
Now I would have thought it would have been dogs. You know.
Yes.
No, because according to his memoirs, they are chewy. That was more of a sand person. Star Wars doesn't hold up, man.
I hate you all.
Call-in number 214-530-0036. Please save us, or we're going to make this a two-hour show.
Call seriously. In, or we won't quit.
Yeah, call in the score report. Our motto is, seriously, man, don't be a pussy. Don't be a pussy. God. This radio show's legit.
Get into the band with this radio show.
Shall we? Can we talk about Texas politics for a minute?
No.
No.
Okay.
Rita was rather insistent about that.
Yeah. Okay. I won't do it now.
What is
it
about?
Do not taunt the happy fun, Rita.
Well, apparently, the new Texas legislative session has started up, and a bunch of open carry advocates went down to the courthouse, and some of them were, you know, some of them
open carry.
No. But anyway, some of them were, you know, very polite and did, you know, were doing the, you know, lobbying thing and meeting with legislators. And but there are a few people that went down there and got all shall not be infringed in the, you know,
as they do
legislators' faces. And the result of that is the first thing the Texas legislature did was pass a law putting panic buttons in all their offices and passing a rule that says they can forcibly escort people out if they get uppity. So way to go. Shall not be infringed.
To be fair, the video that I saw, it was the representative that was getting super uppity.
Well, but you know, he
was being so smug. I mean, to be fair, they were being jackholes. But
yes, but here's the problem: is he wins.
Well, he always wins because he lives in a gerrymandered district,
right? So there's, you know, getting in his face and acting like, you know, being all shall not be infringed in his face doesn't win. It doesn't. You're not gonna change his mind, and you're just gonna look like a jackass to everyone else and make it that much harder to get what you want.
Yep. And by the way, his name was Poncho. Do people still name their kids Poncho?
Yeah, they do.
Isn't that supposed to be like racist or something?
Not if you're Mexican.
Even if you're Mexican. I mean, that's like, I don't know.
Mexicans can't be racist.
It would be racist not to name your child
Poncho. Yeah, they're you know, it's racial solidarity. We have a caller. Thank God.
Oh yay. Hello, caller.
Area code 352, hello.
Can we still have a 2-hour show?
No.
I'm in.
You called. It's,
you saved
well,
us.
If
Thank
you talk for 2 hours, we can have a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
No.
Dance, monkey, dance.
It's Radis.
It is Radis. Hey, Radis.
Yes, I was promised candy.
I didn't give it a call.
Oh.
I was promised candy. I got into the van. Where's the candy? Hey,
come over here.
It's not candy. If you get into the van, you'll get free college credit.
That's right.
What class do you want to take?
From
getting in the van 101.
College credit from Squirp U.
The School of Hard Knocks.
We take your money and throw you back out on the street. And be glad we didn't take more.
It's a primer for the IRS.
Yeah, no kidding.
I called. You asked me to call. I called.
Thank you so much.
So what class would you take, Radis?
Oh, what were the ones that were in the news where they were where they had the college courses on porn? That would be good,
what?
Right?
Yes.
Hey.
Was it Harvard or something?
Oh, God.
Porn appreciation or porn criticism?
Abbott.
Something like that. Either one.
Hmm.
You know, like, regular film classes are just boring.
See, I gotta jump in here and say that was one thing that really, really pissed me off is I knew a whole bunch of people that had absolute lightweight degrees, and they got to take all these, like, fucked up, weirdo, like, gimme courses. And unfortunately, I was taking a serious degree, and I didn't have time to take those fucked up gimme courses.
Yeah.
Ugh. I would love to take a porn appreciation course. I'd take it without credit.
Well, yeah. But in this one, weird, the Rosebud is entirely different.
To be fair, that is actually the original Rosebud reference. Evidently, no. H. Randolph Hearst used that term for the private parts of his mistress.
Nice.
How so do you it know was, that?
It was because Orson Welles had a feud with Hearst, and so that was a subtle dig so only Hearst and his close associates would get the reference and get really, really pissed off, and Hearst tried to have the film banned. It's really a fucking awesome story.
Wow.
But yeah, the Charles Foster Kane is supposedly a caricature of William Randolph Hearst.
Yeah, I knew that. I didn't know about the Rosebud thing though. That's that makes it even more funny.
Yep, called Rosebud for Vajayjay.
All right.
Okay. Well, I've had about 3 hours of sleep, so this is a lot better than I expected. But.
Oh. All right, then. Low bar.
I'm going to save the cure for insomnia.
Yeah. Score report, a lot better than you expected. Hey, Colin, tonight.
That's a. Yeah, we should cut that out as a promo.
Totally.
It's a lot better, right? Yeah, not as bad as I thought it'd be.
It beats a kick in the ass with a frozen boot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
Thank you, Radis, for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for saving us from ourselves.
And if you want to join Radis and call in, that number is 214-530-0036.
As much as I like you guys,
I think call in and join us because we have excellent on-air chemistry.
Yeah, the callers are a lot more interesting.
Don't we, Brita?
Yes, we do. Weird. It's when you use the voice, we do.
Brita, you need to update your Skype picture because I want to see that new hairstyle every time you talk.
I did update my Skype picture today.
It
hadn't transferred yet. It's still showing you with the...
You'll just have to be patient then.
I'm seeing it on my computer, so apparently I'm special.
Mm. I did it just for Jay.
I think I need to change mine. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's still Massachusetts in the background.
Yeah, there is.
I just noticed on my Skype I have a message from XXX Crazy April 06257. I bet that's
totally
legit, right?
Legit.
Sounds legit.
I'm a fan of her earlier work.
Before she sold out.
Oh my god.
Ah, yes.
This is why I only turn on Skype just minutes.
I know that's I do the same thing. I don't leave it on because damn.
I always make it turn it off, and then I also sign out.
Oh yeah,
just in case.
The only
problem with doing that is that sometimes it'll decide it wants to do a 35-minute update, and it locks you out. You can't do anything. I'm like, so then I have to open up my iPhone.
You don't use your iPhone to do the show?
No.
Oh.
Use my computer.
I use my iPhone.
How quaint.
How quaint.
I use a typewriter and a tape drive. What are you talking about?
Real to real.
Real to real.
Got a big real reel behind you. So like those old 1950s supercomputers.
High bandwidth.
Jay, on Facebook today, you said it was T-minus 3 days and counting. What's 3 days from now?
SHOT Show.
Oh, SHOT Show. Are you excited?
So, God.
Yes, he is.
Is it like Christmas, but better?
It kind of is. It's like the Gunny Super Bowl.
Jay, can I have you do me a favor?
I'm not going to do you, sorry.
I've got, you already have, Jay, and you weren't that good. You didn't put your all into it. But the thing that I want is, can you go to the Ruger booth? I'm having a dream, and all I want as a contributor copy is a GP100 done with the LCR polymer frame and camming trigger system. They're doing the longer LCR.
Yeah, they're doing a 3-inch.
But I want them to do a 6-shot 357 Magnum version.
Ah, I got you. A larger. Yeah, if they come out with 3-inch 22, I'm going to be on that like a fat kid on a cupcake.
You still have the 2-inch 22, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome?
It is. It's so much fun. But the 3-inch with the hammer would be a wonderful teaching tool.
The 357 is a nice teaching tool. It's not that funny, Jay. You shot mine, didn't you?
Yes. It's not as bad as the snubby from hell, but that's saying getting hit in the crotch with a sledgehammer is better than getting run over by a car.
I don't know. It's about the same as my all-steel Colt.
Since we've gone completely off into the gun
world. Yeah.
That's just okay.
I was very pleased to see that... What's their faces?
You're pleased to see fuck? So am
I. No, what's their faces are making Glock magazines now.
Magpul.
Magpul. Yes. That's it.
Yes, that caused all kinds of celebration.
I was trying to say Pro-Mag, and I was like, no, that ain't them. Magpul. No,
yes.
And of course, now I want them to make a damn M&P magazine. Because
I want a Polymer 1911 magazine.
Go out and buy all the Magpul Glock mags. Buy them all. And that will encourage them to buy more, to make more.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
Well, but Glock mags won't do any good.
Take over the world.
I don't own a Glock.
Jay, tell the people at Magpul to make 1911 magazines. I want some plastic 1911
mag. Well, they make 1911 grips.
Well, I've already got Chip McCormick 1911 grips.
They make an awesome iPhone case.
They do. They make a lot of really cool stuff.
They make an awesome VW bus.
And they're in Texas now.
What's that?
And they're in Texas now.
Yes, and Wyoming. They're everywhere.
I want to be in Wyoming.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
not this time of year.
No, this is not a good time.
It can't be that much worse than Massachusetts.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it can.
Yes,
but there's freedom in the air.
That's true.
That's not freedom.
I guarantee you nobody is blocking a highway in Wyoming. That's one thing I can guarantee.
Well, the...
It's because they'd freeze to death.
The cattle might doing be. It.
Yeah, the elk.
Yeah.
There may be bison. So.
They're not horses. But again, I could be out in Wyoming. I could be loading up my P-Mags that I could own legally.
Oh, yeah. Raddus mentioned the 60-round AR mag. I saw that one, too.
Yes.
Not only does it work for the regular 223s, but it works for the 300 blackout too.
But just think, also, if I was in Wyoming, I could have my emu ranch.
You have your what?
The emus would freeze to death.
No, they would not. They are very tolerant to cold climates. Just ask Farm Dad.
You're gonna need a big oven to cook that bird.
What do you do with emus?
Spatchcock it.
You do not spatchcock
it. Spatchcock
emus.
It and run it through a pizza oven.
Oh, my God. No.
Holy shit.
What do you do with emus?
You butcher them.
Really? For people eat that?
Emu
meat,
burgers.
Skin, and their fat is extremely valuable.
Huh.
Emu oil is extremely... Pretty much every part of the emu is really fucking valuable.
Huh.
And they're really docile. They're wicked cute. They're stupid easy to raise. And I mean, I can use my skills as a small animal breeder as a large avian breeder.
Weird. What's that bird that lives like down in like what's it like New Zealand that kicks the shit out of you?
The cassowary.
Cassowary. Yeah,
oh, those are one. Creepy.
They're mean motherfuckers. They'll disembowel your ass. They're velociraptors.
If you were ever not sure that birds came from dinosaurs, the cassowary will...
The cassowary is a motherfucking velociraptor. They are so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you feel like being scared out of your mind, like, just go into YouTube and type in cassowary, and there's some scary shit in there. They're just designed to kill.
And they don't even
eat you. I think they're herbivores, but they just kill. They just kill for sport. They're like hippos.
But wait, all my hippie friends said man is the only animal that kills for sport.
Yeah, say that. Tell that to a hippo or a dolphin.
Yeah, or a cat.
Or a cat.
Cats absolutely kill for sport.
I think it's
how is your special co-host this evening? Is he standing in for me again or?
Oh,
Cosmo.
Yeah, he was purring into the mic a little while ago. He left. I think he got hungry.
Oh, okay.
Is he drunk? Is he the heavy drinker in the household?
Yeah, he would be the heavy drinker.
Does he go through a bottle of Jim Beam in an evening?
I don't know. He might. What was that thing? I saw a thing earlier in the week about cats drinking or something like that. What was?
Yeah,
that?
they have developed a wine or something for cats. Which cats already have like their own drug.
They get catnip, yeah.
So,
which is apparently the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah, they get right fucked up on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nightly in my house.
Brita runs a dispensary.
Yeah.
I do.
It is for medical purposes only.
Her cats are laying around mainlining.
Your cats suffer from anxiety.
No, I give it to them. I give it to them medicinally for me so I don't go insane. When they're being bad.
Brita's catnip den.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why they're so bad, Brita, is you've created a positive reinforcement. Right.
They act up and get high.
If I fuck up enough shit in this house, someone's going to get me high as fuck.
Yep.
So great.
Hey, you'd do it too. If breaking windows in parked cars got me booze, that would be all I would do.
You would be the broken window fallacy.
That's right.
Ooh, instead of the Brita fallacy.
That's right. I'm going to walk up the street and smash the hell out of your car because I need a martini.
Okay, here's something I was kind of thinking of along those lines earlier today.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe it was yesterday. I don't know.
He was hitting the catnip pretty hard.
Well, okay, we're talking about college, right? And we're talking about college degrees, and we're talking about, you know, and I'll go on a little background ramble. You know, the liberals decided, they looked around and they said, oh, people with college degrees make more than people without college degrees, so let's make sure everybody gets a college degree so they make more money. And since they're stupid liberals, they thought that was a good idea. And like stupid liberals, they completely fail to understand human nature. You know, they look around and they ask, you know, why are there so many poor people? It's because poor is the default.
Yeah.
And to a lot of people on the planet, that's good enough. They don't give a shit. You know, why should they, you know, it takes absolutely no effort to be poor. None. It takes effort to succeed and, you know, do something and, you know, feed yourself and be independent. So, and that's the reason this, you know, all this, you know, free college is not going to work. Welfare is not going to work. The war on poverty is not going to work because it goes against human nature. You can't get rid of poor people. They will always be around. They will always be here because it's the default state of humanity.
Well, even then you get to the whole thing on, like, when they talk about all these statistics on, like, homelessness. But if you ever look into it, like, I think it's like the average homeless person is homeless for 6 months or less.
And the ones that are homeless longer are insane.
Yeah, and they're doing it by choice.
Right.
They want to be homeless. They could get cleared up. They could go to a publicly funded group home. There's a number of things of how they could get a roof over their head permanently.
Right.
And they choose not to because they like being homeless.
Right, because they're nuts. Because that's another great liberal program was the deinstitutionalization movement that took all the crazy psychopaths and put them out on the streets. Because somehow that's more noble.
Also, to be fair, if you live in an urban center like I do, I bet you 90% of the homeless people that you see every day aren't homeless.
Oh, yeah.
They are faking homeless because, especially the ones that are like the red light crossings that walk around going, homeless vet, clean and sober, God bless. Those people live in a nice apartment because they're probably making $300-$400 a day.
Yep.
Now, granted, it is hard-ass fucking work. They're working way harder than I do. For my paycheck that's considerably higher, but I'm not really actually because I'm working part-time now.
Right, and they're not paying taxes.
Yeah.
And they're probably getting all kinds of benefits from the government.
Yeah, and I took the week off to take care of my sick daughter, so I'm not making shit.
Yeah. So how's it feel to be worse off than the guy begging for crack on the side of the street?
I should start begging for crack. Yeah. We'll work for crack.
There you go.
I wonder how long it'll take before the popo show up and take offense on that.
Cool. Yeah.
I'm not really working for crack.
You know what you could do? You could use you and Jay could team up and use your scientific knowledge to manufacture Sudafed for people that can't get it from Walgreens.
Yeah, we're going to buy meth and turn it back into
Sudafed. That's right.
Yeah, that's definitely been my plan. Unfortunately, I'm the world's worst biochemist.
Oh well.
I'm a macrobiologist, Alan.
Well, Jay can make it, and you can test it on the animals.
I can do that. I'm all right in toxicology.
Yeah.
You have to find animals with like head colds.
I'm sure I can get myself a genetically modified strain that has excessive mucus production.
Ugh. Lovely. I can look it up. Snotty rats.
Just look for the moist ones.
I can probably look it up right now.
I bet you there is a strain for that. I mean, they got to test that stuff on something.
Yeah, no, I mean, Jackson Labs up in Maine has got a strain for fucking everything. They have a strain that sleeps sitting up and has sleep apnea.
Stop it.
Whoa.
They absolutely do. They absolutely do.
Oh, my God.
It's the Squirrel Report Museum of Oddities.
they have got, like, the most fucked up mice on the planet. And
this
they charge you a...
is why they, we're in the educational.
And they charge you a gazillion dollars for them. Did you realize that like most of the mice that I am breeding are like $200 to like $500 a piece?
You got to be kidding me.
This is how they justify my salary.
Good God.
Wow. And I make hundreds of them.
But I bet they make an awesome casserole.
The obese ones sure do.
Mm-mm-mm.
They'll be nice and rich. Oh God, they get fat.
What happened to that that one, the one that was big and fat you're always talking about?
Betus. Yeah. Betus the rat.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Betus.
Mr. Betus.
Who's now living on a farm happily.
He's happily living on a farm, still today.
Yes.
He's got a saddle and he pulls a plow.
That's right. He's happy.
No, he does not. He is out to pasture and he has lots of other rats to play with.
Right.
Oh, Mr. Betus. Please let me not think about the reality. Oh, he was such a good rat.
I believe the reality is number 56.
He was such a cute rat. Yeah, now I deal only with mice and they're godless fucking heathens.
I had pet mice in college. I had two female mice in college. And my roommate at the time decided it would be a great idea to get another mouse. She got a baby male mouse.
Oh, no.
And she put it in with the two females.
With the two. So you did a harem breeding is what we call it.
No, there was no breeding.
They ate him.
No, they ate him.
Awesome.
Oh, did they eat him?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. The females tend not to be aggressive towards the males. Oh, you can house females with impunity. It's the males that kill each other. But yeah, no, I do harem breedings, and it's one of those. My father was actually asking me details on that, and he's like, "So how many mice do you get out of a pair?" And I said, "Well, each pair is usually good for about 100 mice."
Wow.
I get about 100 mice per every pair before I send them off to live on a farm as well.
Huh.
Amazing. And,
yeah, they ate him. It was gross.
Oh, I've definitely seen that. I definitely walked in once, and it looked like a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, Jesus!
There were like three completely hollowed out mice,
oh, God.
And one just hunched the corner covered in blood. It was so disgusting. Disgusting.
Oh. Oh man.
Oh God. Well, we didn't see that. We just kind of found parts.
That's interesting that they ate the male though. I've never seen that in my professional work. As a general rule, if you put one male in with two females, you will have 400 babies.
Worse than rabbits.
And they may eat the babies, but generally only the first time around.
Well, he was a baby when we put him in there. He was younger than them, so maybe that made a difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Were they not well fed?
They were well fed.
Were you good at cleaning the cage, Brita?
Oh yeah, they're happy little mice, but apparently cannibals.
Huh? Was he a different color?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah, see, I don't do that. I only breed the black ones, just like Jay.
So these are mice you had in college.
Yeah, we're not talking about my college years. We're not.
Oh, that's right.
The mice shaved each other's legs.
Nope.
I've also done that, Jay.
Shaved mouse legs?
It was the backs.
Wow. This show has gone.
We were developing a hair growth medicine, so we were shaving the mice and then coating them with Nair.
Do you need a human test subject?
What do you shave a mouse with?
Razor.
Yeah, razor.
Like a teeny tiny little razor.
We were actually using they were veterinary grade clippers.
Oh, for God's sake, they're
pretty much similar to my beard trimmer. And we would anesthetize the mouse, and then we would shave them.
Did you give them a mohawk first? Because that would be awesome.
No, we just shaved a patch on their back and then covered them with Nair. And then we wiped off the Nair and all the hair. And then some of them got drugs and some of them didn't. And the one that got drugs, the hair grew back. And then they had horrible intestinal problems and that drug never went to market.
Thank you for all the good work you do.
I don't work there anymore.
Well, I'm just saying.
Dude. I got laid off from that job. But that was very interesting. What'd you do this weekend? I had to go in early and shave mice.
No, really. What'd you do?
Oh, God. Doesn't that sound fucked up? They paid me for that.
Only you, weird.
Dead air!
Dead air, drink.
It's time to quit.
Yeah, it's quitting time.
Okay, 10:02.
We're dragging this dead horse into a barn.
Well, it's glad to know that your beagle board box is... why do they call it a beagle board?
Because that's the company that makes it, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, beagle.com?
Yeah.
.org?
Beagle.com.
Do you shave beagles?
I don't know.
Can we call it a bagel board?
You can call it whatever you want. It seems to work.
So how's a bagel board different than a PB&J?
Huh?
Or is the beagle board a PB&J?
I am completely lost.
PBX. I don't know what.
PBX. Okay. Yeah.
This is all this weird technobabble. Because Alan actually uses his degree.
No, actually I don't. My degree's in economics.
Is your degree in economics?
Yeah.
So none of us technically use our degree.
Well, I mean, I can make the point that I use cost-benefit analysis in my job. So, you know, there is that.
But that's the same as me, is that technically speaking, you know, biology is the same across all the way. So the biology of fish is similar to the biology of mice, but really it's fucking not.
Yeah.
The first time I started working with mice, I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah, chemistry and gun writing, no.
Well, you know, chemistry. You got to make your gun cotton somehow.
What about
to make my gunpowder?
Yeah.
What about Brita? What about the art of library hobos?
Well, I have been enlisted to do all the displays and the signage for the library.
See, there you go.
I guess that's kind of artistic, but, you know.
So do you put a sign up on the keyboard of "this is not for jacking off"?
I wish I could. Yeah.
No. Please no.
Any day now, I'm going to have to make the sign for the tax forms.
Yep.
Please no punching your PUD while working at the public.
Why do you bother making a sign for tax forms? Because you can put up put up 20 signs and nobody would read them, and they walk over and go, "Where are the tax forms?"
No.
But to be fair, Brita could sassily point at the sign.
I do, in fact, point to signs. At a certain point, I get tired of answering the same question. I just point to the sign. I do it with a smile, of course, because I'm paid to smile at people.
Like, what sign do you point to the most?
You know, signs about the computer usage, that sort of thing. But around tax season, it's the tax sign. Tax forms here or tax whatever. So... yeah, but nobody reads signs. They just want you to tell them. They're too lazy to read in a library.
Yeah, that's what's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
The library where you come to not read.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. All right, we're done.
Okay.
We'll see y'all next week.
Good night, Internet.